connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hoş geldiniz, iyi akşamlar, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. Good evening and all that sort of thing. Well, we're going to start and finish tonight with Free, and, you know, the guy I bought the record off, the album's actually called Free, so I just said I'm not going to pay any money for it. Fortunately, I had to, but there we are. Lovely cover it's got on it, eponymous album, Free. It's a young lady, sort of upwards, if you'd excuse the expression, but sort of with a sort of blue sky with clouds in it, a little bit like I was promised on the weather forecast today. But I don't know if you can tell which city the sky's in, or you know where it is. It's probably in a leafy glade or something like that. And the lady is sort of got stars sort of from the night sky, and well, I think it was a company called Visual Image Inc. that made that, but it's in the 100 greatest album covers, and deservedly so. Now, Free started off being produced by Guy Stevens. That was their first album, Tons of Sobs. I think they'd probably had that after they'd had Guy Stevens staring at them. We covered him the other week, producing Mott the Hoople. So I think it was boss man Chris Blackwell that produced this album. But this is an A&M copy, so I think this is either from Holland or America or something like that. But very, I don't know, beige. Do you beige? Anyway, this is Free, and I'll be creeping.
Let's get creepy.
I hold you in my
Shall Be Creeping. That was Free from 1969. And, it made me want to do my sort of inner air flange, a bit of wow, 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 wow. We've got a message from Mrs. X. That's an unusual initial, isn't it? In Arnavutcoy. Hello, Mrs. X. She says, can you play me some Alessandro Alessandroni, and can it be quite vocal? I think this has got about 10 parts, Mrs. X, so enjoy. Lovely and full of light lemon liquid. That was Alessandro Alessandroni and Aliante Galeo, and we're going to just do that because that was just to allow me to put the next record on, because I've done one of those acrobatic things where I've got two records back to back. But why not? The Connection is The Firm. That was a band with Paul Rodgers and Jimmy Page in it in the mid-1980s. Not the ones who did Star Trek in Across the Universe. That's a different Firm. I'm not sure if legal wranglings were had about that one. If you don't know that song, do look it up. But this is on Atlantic Records. And this is Young Holt Unlimited. It was an instrumental soul combo that had Young and Holt in it and various others, and I think that just made it Unlimited. This is a title track of their 1973 album that's got a big sticker on it saying 25 years of Atlantic Records, 1948 to 1973. Makes you kind of feel old, doesn't it? But this is Oh Girl, and it's off vinyl. Thank you. lovely, lovely. That was Oh Girl by Young Holt from 1973. And I've got a message from Mr. Y in Gunnesley. Hello, Mr. Y. He said, I made me feel very sort of foodie, but in a vegan way. And he pointed out that he reminded him of soy sauce dripping very slowly, quite a thick soy sauce, that is, dripping very slowly down a vegan veggie patty. Yeah, did that for me as well, Mr. Y. Thanks for that. Any more vegan food images to Young Holt Unlimited will be most welcome. Now, the connection is to Delta 5, and we're going to do that via the Music Telegraph. And they pointed out, well, there was an article in the Music Telegraph called Independent Record Labels, The Essential Essential Steps to Entrepreneurship or Entrepreneurialism. There we are. And it was talking about Jeff Travis of Rough Trade Records and also Ahmet Ertegun of Atlantic Records, although that's about as independent as, well, the Falkland Islands, really. This one is Delta 5. It was brought out in 1979 on Rough Trade Records. And I think it's quite remembered more recently for being in some sitcom or other about sex education. But I'd sort of prefer to think of the sort of early 1980s and all that sort of thing. People, I don't know, walking around and bopping and pogo dancing and all that sort of thing. But this is Mind Your Own Business. that was quite abrupt. That was Mind Your Own Business and Can I Interfere In... I knew that was going to happen as well. Can I Interfere In Yole Crisis? That was, Delta 5 from 1980. It's just bring a bit of backing music so it doesn't sound so... Lovely, 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 lovely. That's beautiful, isn't it? The Connection is... Big Joni. I'm not sure who Big Joni is. I don't know if it's a band or if it's just somebody called Big Joni, but she's got a page on Facebook. And at the listening party or the release party for her album or their album, they had the band Charles Pose appear. I don't know why you'd have, the name of another band that was appearing at the opening of your album, but there you go. And they noted that Charles Pose reflected Delta 5. That was pretty specific. I do like that. And also Damo Suzuki, which was equally specific. This has not got Damo Suzuki on it, but it's Can from their second album, although not album number 2, as it tells me on the back of this record. This is from Can's soundtracks and was soundtrack music of lots of different sort of independent German films they'd done circa 19, well, they'd done the soundtrack for, they'd been in them, or maybe they had some sort of cameo as well. But this was from a film with the unfortunate name of Bottom that presumably came out around 1969, 1970, and has the erstwhile Malcolm Mooney singing vocals on it. It's a very good vocal performance, and this is She Brings the Rain.
Let's hit that bass.
Yes, I care if she brings me spring, but don't care about nothing. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. In the dawn of the silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of dreams. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. Some men of yellow, gray disappears, flying on the raven's wing. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. Yes, I care, she brings me spring, but don't care about nothing. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. Brings the rain, it feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of things. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain. Silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain.
Lovely. From 1970, that was She Brings the Rain by Can. And I'm just going to do this, and we should get some backing music that goes a little bit. Oh, I've lost my cursor now. There you go. Ah, oh, lovely. All right. Well, The Connection is a band or a sort of outfit anyway called Eat Lights, Become Lights. So that's sort of logic, isn't it? I mean, I don't know if you'd become a light if you ate one. I wouldn't certainly recommend it. Anyway, they had an album that came out called Into Forever. And that was being reviewed quite recently. I think the Line of Best Fit was the name of the website. And they noted that Eat Lights, Become Lights had performed some sort of backing vocal duties for Simeon, who was in Silver Apples, that we're about to hear, and also Damo Suzuki. That Damo Suzuki gets everywhere. There's all sorts of YouTube blogs about Damo Suzuki discussing socks and things like that. On to better things. This is Silver Apples. This piece of music came out in 1968, although it's very hard to believe. Silver Apples were a band that was sort of made up of like four synthesizers or something like that, and quite radical for the time. And I think if you listen to them now, you probably think they were some sort of 90s independent band. But this is from 1968, and this is Program, but without double M-E, just with one M, because it's American. Huh?
Reflection is the only truth I have.
The radio station episode. In this episode, we look at scatology. Nobody ever really dared to mention the error in the name, but scatology was a program that was presented in the 1970s about scat by Jacob Scatty Jake Allman. And that's all you need to know, really. Let's get scatting. We join him for a program first broadcast in 1974. And welcome to Scatology. My name is Scatty J. Coleman, and we've got some guests in the studio today. So without more ado, would you please put your scat folks together for our first guest, St. Kitty Scubbledanger. Good evening, St. Kitty. How you doing? And I think you're the first actual canonized guest on this show, so a big well done.
Hello, Jake. Well, yeah, I mean, I was given a papal knighthood because me scat was bridging boundaries, really. So, you know, it was a bit of an honour for me.
And aren't you normally called, like, Saint something of something?
Well, you get the choice, you know, because it wants something out with that, you know, I wasn't really familiar with the world of canonization. But apparently you get the choice. You can keep your surname, which in my case was Scubbledanger, or you can say Saint something of wherever you're from. But I was from Doncaster, so St. Kitty of Doncaster didn't quite have that ring to it. But, you know, it's something that's open as an option, actually. Just have to write a letter to the Pope.
Yeah, that's good to know. And you were canonized because of what?
Well, I invented the concept of demiscat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. basically, I was going round on cruise ships and to different musicals around the world and stuff like that. And I was singing, and I noticed that people didn't necessarily understand me, especially in countries where English wasn't spoken as a first language.
So is it a technical thing?
Well, I'll say, because you've got to sort of convey the tune and the lyrics, but without the lyrics, if you know what I'm saying. Here's a track from my groundbreaking Demiscat album, which in Frank Sinatra's words was the greatest Lennon McCartney song he'd ever heard. I think he heard my version.
Well, what do you know, some kitty scubbledanger there and mummy. Now, give it up for my next guest, Boss Davis III. Good evening, Boss. Is that your real name?
Yeah.
And there's like three of you?
Yeah. My granddaddy was Boss, my daddy was Boss, and I'm also Boss.
And let's give it up, because I know you like to keep this light under a bit of a bushel, but you've got a bit of a famous relative, yeah?
Yeah. My man Miles Davis is my third cousin, twice removed.
Hey, you know what? That mixes kind of peas in a pod, because my second cousins are the Allman Brothers. Hey. Hi, Greg.
So, Boss, you've got kind of the same pedigree as your third cousin twice removed in terms of scat. Do you want to give us a bit of a rundown of the dimensions?
I mean, can't you tell the difference, man?
Oh, God.
Well, we started off with Scat Bop in 1949, and that was kind of replaced by a movement towards deep scat in 1960, and then of course in 1970 New Dimensions in scat, and now we've got scat fusion, which is kind of represented on my double album Brewer's Bitch. Quite a tall order doing a double album of scat, and not sure I can cut it. This is one of our Billy Prestons is missing.
Surely something that'll go down in the Scat Masters in years to come. My man, Boss Davis III. And that's all for this week's Scatology. Until next week, shibbity bang bang bang. See ya.
Well, that record never did any of that sort of acrobatics in record rehearsals, I'll have you know, but it became the scat version of Magic Fly by, Magic Fly at Space by Magic Fly, Magic Fly by Space, whichever, but I'm quite enjoying the crackles. Let's keep those up, and let's move on swiftly to Shuggy Otis. Now, Shuggy Otis did a song called Magic in, did a song called Magic in 1971, and that was Magic Fly by Space, and is Shuggy and Island Letter.
Thank you. want some butter and some cheese, please.
Certainly, miss.
And have you any bacon?
Yes, miss. Here it is.
Hmm. The bacon's rather fat. Give me some ham instead, please.
Yes, miss.
Now, I need some paper and some ink. Yes, that paper looks very nice.
Bacon, paper and ink, it's just a case of getting them together. You've just been listening to Learning English by Radio, 45 RPM from 1965, that was part of a set of 24, would you believe? And I think it was a lesson in how to be very patronising. Moving swiftly on, let's have a bit of background music, for goodness sake. Hold on a minute. There we are.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely.
Oh, yes. Anyway, we were listening to Shuggy Otis. That was from Inspiration Information. Or Information Inspiration. Inspiration Information. And that originally had a cover in 1974 of him on a park bench. And then it got to something. It was like Exercises in World Psychedelic Funk or something like that in the 2000s. And it looked something completely different. But one adjective that doesn't really sort of describe Shuggy's output is prolific. I think he had about three albums and just sort of called it a day. And why not? You know, I mean, if you're going to bring out an album like that, just go and, I don't know, live in the Bahamas and watch TV and let the sea come under your toes and eat lemons and stuff like that. Anyway, yeah, General Americana on Spotify classify Shuggy under that label, as well as the proto-punk band, the Sonics. And the Sonics, they started about in 1960, and they just had a method of playing ever so aggressively. And, well, here's Strychnine. Lovely, lovely, lovely. That was for Mrs. S, who's in Usquedar. and she wanted something because she said she was squeezing the juice of some mulberries onto, what was she squeezing them onto? Cheek ofter. There you go. I don't know why you do that, but that was, you know, it's a bit of a recipe idea for you. Cheek ofter with mulberry. The connection is from the Sonics, and that's going to Enrico Simonetti. And the connection is that neither have dined in the Walla Room in Torremolinos. And this is Drug Song. What I love about that song is that they've not tried to pull any punches with the title. It's not called a lithe covering of Blue Smoke just over Dewsby or anything like that. It's called Drug Song by Enrico Simonetti. And another very appropriate connection here. Neither Enrico Simonetti nor Free have ever done a PhD on seabird migration patterns in the Orkney Islands. The other connection is that it's a sort of... a sort of masked, well, pull no punches, sort of narcotic reference here. Or, no, actually, I think it's about cutting the lawn and getting a bit of a mouthful. This is called Mouthful of Grass, and just another side of Free from Free Free. I just didn't want to play you another sort of testosterone-driven anthem, and this is the last track on side one. And just to sort of contrast, that record I played in the middle, the Space record, you can't actually see any scratches on it. I mean, you have to look sort of very closely. This record, on the contrary, has got a massive scratch across half of it, but you can't hear it. Honestly, this is going over it. Anyway, this is a mouthful. Whoa. It's one of those recordings where you can hear every sort of movement and every sort of gulp of saliva or whatever is going on. And that was Free from 1969 and rough. Yeah, we're going to go around the houses. I'm just going to make that a little bit more. There we are. Ah, there we are. Oh, lovely. Well, we started off with Free and I'll Be Creeping. That's better. And then we had a little bit of Alessandro Alessandroni and Eliante Gelio. And I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but anyway. Free and I'll Be Creeping, the Firm had Paul Rodgers and also boasted Jimmy Page, and they were on Atlantic Records. in the mid-1980s, and that took us to Young Holt Unlimited, and oh, girl. The Music Telegraph, independent record labels, the essential steps to entrepreneurialism article, took us to Delta 5 and Mind Your Own Business, Don't Put Your Nose in My Crisis, or whatever it was. Big Joni's album party with Charles Pose took us to Can and She Brings the Rain from 1969. And the connection there was Eat Lights Become Light. Eat Lights Become Lights. Yeah, that was the instruction, wasn't it? That connected us to the fact that they did backing vocals for Simeon out of the Silver Apples and also Damo Suzuki. Took us to Silver Apples and Program. We had some scatty, soapy stuff. Then we had a scat version Magic Space. And then after the Magic Space, we had Magic by Shuggie connected us to Shuggie Otis and Island Letter with plenty of wow. There's lots of those tonight. Spotify's General Americana, it sounds like somebody in the military, connected us to The Sonics and Strychnine, wonderful uplifting title there, and neither The Sonics nor Enrico Simonetti, I think I can safely say, have ever dined in the Walla Room in Torremolinos. And look it up, folks. They've never done that. Neither Enrico Simonetti nor Free, any of them, have ever done a PhD on seabird migration patterns in the Orkney Islands. And that took us to Free and a rough. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. I've certainly enjoyed sitting here and spinning the discs for you, even if some of them were created. And, keep safe, keep warm, keep out of the breeze, don't get blown away, and I'll see you next week. Keep connected. Stick around for Simon's show. Good night.
Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.